Slug constitutes Utah influencers. We use our voice to nurture what's important in inspiring a healthy community. Music, arts, lifestyle, and events.
Yeah, I like that, but that was bad.
I'm soft and wet, just like fruit. Bite into a mango while I picture all the things that this body can do. I'm all alone in my room.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
Screaming on the balcony.
What's up, guys? I'm Larkin Swain. I'm from Orem, Utah. I'm a rap artist out of Salt Lake area.
I scream loud as hell.
The first time I decided to post a song on SoundCloud was actually just this last winter. I was fucking depressed. I was really in this limbo state for the last year. For a long time, I'd been telling myself I wanted to create music. I just couldn't find the inspiration to do it for a really long time, and it was such a bummer. This last winter, I had just gone out of a long-term relationship. I was living with my sister, had no idea what I was doing, where I was going from there, and one day I just had had enough. I don't know what I had enough of, maybe just being in a stagnant state. I was just done. I was at my parents' house, sitting in my old bedroom, and there's this shower that I used to sit in high school. Yes, I would sit in this shower in the complete darkness, I swear, every night, and I would just contemplate my life for hours. Straight up, sad, heartbroken 16-year-old me just spent hours and hours in that shower. I decided to start freestyling in it because the acoustics sounded really cool, and I just started throwing on instrumentals and basically letting out everything that was built up inside of me. Out of nowhere, I just started writing these lyrics, and it was easy. I wrote down this song and decided to record it. I didn't have a mic, I didn't have anything. I actually borrowed my dad's laptop and recorded it in a few takes. The quality is absolute trash, but I kind of like how raw it sounds. It just adds to that feeling. Anyways, I finished the song that day, and what I wrote was so real and so vulnerable. I ended up deciding to call it The Birth of Venus. I think because I felt kind of like Venus in the way that I felt reborn and metaphorically naked. It was liberating, honestly. And immediately after I finished recording it, I went downstairs and I started showing my family to ask their opinion. It's like, am I crazy or does this actually sound pretty good? And they were all super stoked, but also super surprised because no one had any idea that I wanted to rap or that I could rap. It was so utterly random to them, but they've been supportive since day one. And my mom shows everyone my music. She's the best.
The kind to caress my thighs, leave bruises on my hips but never look in my eyes. Take another sip, get a little more high, but I never get a kiss before you say goodbye.
I grew up in a very musical family. I have 6 siblings, and almost every single one of them is pursuing music or interested in music in one way or another. I loved growing up in a musical family. My family is religious, but music in and of itself is its own religion in my family. And for that reason, I've always felt this deep spiritual connection to music. Nothing feels like music feels to me. It's absolutely transcendent. But I've never been more than just an appreciator of music most of my life. As a kid, I actually did dream of creating music, and I would even write little songs on the piano, but I didn't pay a lot of attention to those thoughts because I had decided that wasn't my role, and it was my siblings' role to create music and to perform, and I was totally fine with that because I've always been an introvert, and performing was not something on my mind. It wasn't really a consideration. I enjoyed being the listener. I enjoyed being the watcher, and I was happy with that. Ever since I can remember, I've always been deeply interested in observing and contemplating the world around me. I've gotten really good at watching people and understanding what they're feeling and what they need. It can become really overwhelming, though, because my attention will be in a million different places at once. But that's absolutely influenced the way I react to and experience life. Everything I see and experience is art, and that kind of translates into this poetic description that you see in my lyrics.
Drive fast, I don't wanna go slow. Drive fast, I don't care if we crash.
Me and my girlfriends used to spend all of our time freestyling. Like, I don't know, 3 years ago, we'd go up the mountain, we'd lay out a blanket, we would play beats all day, and we would record ourselves freestyling and then listen to it and laugh and think it was the funniest thing, but we were obsessed with it. It's kind of where this all started. during that time, we basically strictly listened to female rappers. A few of them would be Kilo Keish, Doja Cat, Lauryn Hill, Always, No Name. No Name, specifically, I love the way she approaches her art. She's a huge inspiration to me. She's got this poetic style that I love. I like to call it the poet's rap. Kind of a similar style to the music I make. But she's all about breaking boundaries and existing without labels, hence the name No Name. That's something I just really want to do with my music. I don't want to follow the typical rules that are seen in this industry. I just want to be free and flow with whatever comes out of me, whatever feels right at that time in my life. Speaking for what they
believe in. See, that's the problem. We all know there's a problem. We just choose to ignore it.
A few artists that I've been really inspired by lately would be Lexus, Big Pig, Orion Sun. Big Pig actually just recently had an interview with Vogue magazine, which I'm so stoked about because she is such a great artist, writes beautiful lyrics, and I'm just stoked to see that she's getting the appreciation that she deserves. Her lyrics are super raw and real, which is something I can relate to because that's something I want to get across in my music, is honesty. And her style is just so cool. It's very late night vibes. Her song, You Know Better, resonates with me a lot. It's basically about the loop of an abusive relationship and the energy that's put into it. And kind of just about no matter how hard you try, it's kind of the same bullshit over and over again in an abusive relationship. And that's something I can really relate to.
Don't treat me like that. Don't touch me like that. You treat me like a dog. Well, I can be a bitch if you ever saw one. I'm sick and tired of this world. Sometimes I'm sick and tired of being a girl. You call me a little girl like it's the end of a sentence.
I've had my share of abusive or toxic relationships, and these experiences have 100% shaped my life and my art. My goal with my art is to shine a light on these situations because I've come to realize they're just so common, and I speak a lot about that in my music, specifically my song A Girl Is a Sword. I speak on these experiences that I've had, a few lyrics from that song that kind of demonstrate that. Why am I a sin? Why can't I let love in? Sending messages with my eyes. Well, that last one was a scream, that last one was a cry, but you didn't get it. Either that or you just didn't care. Why do you make me feel so scared? I forgot how to speak, I forgot how to care.
I see him watch me in the shower. I know he wants me.
Absolutely, traveling has been a huge inspiration in my music. It comes back to this need I have to observe everyone and everything around me. And recently being in India with my dad, watching the way people move and exist on the other side of the world sent chills down my spine every single day that I was there. It was absolutely incredible. Traveling just breaks down these boundaries that are instilled in our mind from growing up in a completely different society, and I think that's so important. The way I perceive humanity has completely changed because of these experiences and being in different parts of the world, and opportunities like that allow you to expand your mind, which is something I'm constantly searching for because I feel the more I can understand new ways of life and new thought processes, and the more I can feel things, the better my creative process. My first gig was absolute magic. I ended up having a lot of family come out, which was so special to me. There was a lot of nerve and anticipation going into it because I had no idea how I was going to do. I had never performed before. And not only that, but I was about to have a very vulnerable experience, which is always slightly terrifying to me. But the moment I stepped on stage and I started rapping, the energy in myself and in the room completely changed. It felt so calm, as if I had entered into this meditative state. I spilt my heart out on that stage, and I could sense everyone in that room was feeling what I was feeling. Everyone was circled so close around me, and although I barely recognized the audience, at the same time, I felt this strong bond with them because I was being so vulnerable and so honest to all these people. It was its own high, and once it ended, I knew I would never get enough of it. Gold Blood Collective is the coolest project. It's just this group of people coming together. They are selling merchandise, clothing, they're putting together gigs. They actually just opened this new spot at this abandoned church that they're renovating, which I'm so stoked about. They've been so good to me ever since I met them. I fucking love every single person over there. They've shown me unbelievable amounts of support and hyped me up almost more than anybody else. They are a big reason I've been so driven to get this journey going. They gave me my first show, and I'm so grateful for that.
I've always had a fire inside of me. I call this the edge of the river. I call this my sacred surrender.
I'm wanting to get into directing short films incorporating my poetry, and I'm working with them right now on this project I've been wanting to create for a really long time, and I'm just so unbelievably excited about it. It's in the works right now. I'm hoping to release it by the end of this month. Another show is being planned with them right now at the abandoned church they're renovating, probably about end of August as well, but there's going to be more news on that coming in the near future. Other than that, I'm working on an EP, including collaborations with local artists. I'm super stoked on that. There's so many talented people in this area, and to have the opportunity to work with these artists and learn from them is something I'm really looking forward to. Now you'll hear the song The Call You Never Made.
Oh, no.
Come on,
no.
Tell me.
If I don't, my night come through.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, all right?
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you can swallow it, and it all dissolves.
I didn't see you coming. I can't believe you're this blue. I thought I was the only one. I guess you were just passing through. I've always been scared to pray, but here I am on my knees, begging God, please, save me. You are my wings. Now that I'm back on the ground, I don't feel like doing anything. It's just not the same. Anyway, I hope you're okay.
Throw rock? Hey, that's pretty good. What'd you wish, Mary? And the moon beams that shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair.
It's been a while since I've seen your face. Heard your name, I hope you're okay. I know you said that we're better off this way. Wanna talk? I would drive 100 miles just to see your face, hear your voice. I've missed you so, my favorite noise. I spent the morning laying in bed, wrapped in our memories. I'm the color red. It's the coldest warmth, seeing you in my head. Imagine you in my bed. Go ahead, lay me down. Tell me everything's gonna be alright. At least it is for now. That was then, this is now. I stay up late, wondering, do you think of me? Are you with me now? In my dreams, I picture you healing me. Touch my hand, I feel the sweetest relief. But then you're gone again.
So you can find me on Instagram and SoundCloud. My name is Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N, Swain. My Instagram handle is Young Peach Fuzz. That's Y-U-N-G, Peach Fuzz with one Z. And I'm always posting whatever new music or projects I'm working on.
Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.